Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 33-year-old boxer Tyson Fury. Dad, I don't know if you've seen this, but the 6'9", 273-pound heavyweight champ. Hey, well, he puts his WBC title on the line this weekend when he takes on challenger Deontay Wilder in their third fight. Now, the last time these two fought was back in February of 2020. Fury dominated Wilder from the opening bell, knocking him down twice before finally getting a seventh round stoppage win, right? And Wilder, of course, he's come up with a string of accusations as to why he lost the fight. Originally, it was because the big, very cool-looking costume that he wore into the ring...
It's too heavy.
...weighed more than he thought, and it tired him out. Well, when no one believed that, he changed it up and said, aha, I know what it is now. It's that Tyson Fury's team concealed weights in his gloves so that each punch carried more devastation. When no one believed that, he decided that it was his own trainer. His own trainer had spiked his water bottle with muscle relaxers.
Jesus.
And that, seriously, all right, so... Anyway, it's more likely that Fury threw a right hand and caught Wilder square in the chin. Having watched the fight, I'm pretty sure that's what it was. But there's even a semi-iconic image that captured the moment. Tyson Fury hit Wilder in the chin. And that's why we're toasting Fury. Because Fury decided to take that image and then have it emblazoned on his corner stool just so he can sit on his opponent's face between rounds. And Deontay Wilder has lost his mind with anger. And I think it's fantastic.
Wilder looks good, but he is... I mean, I don't know. I just don't see him winning that.
I mean, who knows? I mean, look, he's one of those guys where he does look good. And he could drop you in any round, but Tyson Fury fights fairly smart when it comes to him because he understands this guy. We had people talking about getting kicked by a horse today.
Yeah.
Like, that is what he throws with every punch. So you kind of got to steer clear. But, yeah, so I don't know if you've seen it, Ted, but he took this picture.
I haven't seen it yet.
All right, so you see his fist hitting Wilder's chin. Wilder, you know, it's a typical kind of shot. Then he had that superimposed on top of the stool he's going to sit on the corner just so between every round. Because one thing about Deontay Wilder, he's an easy guy to get into his head. So he's like, I'm just going to sit across from him and let him know my sweaty ass is sitting right on his face between every round. That's the kind of stuff he does. That's why I like him. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Peyton. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
All right, Peyton, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes,
Fantastic. You know then you have your choice of one of three stories. The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, Interior Decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's go with drugs.
Then drugs it shall be. All right, authorities in Florida. Sorry. Authorities in Louisiana say a Florida man is in custody after he kidnapped his girlfriend at knife point and then drove her from Largo, Florida to Covington, Louisiana. Jay Langford, he was arrested and booked on one count each of domestic abuse battery, simple assault, possession of a specific drug, and aggravated flight from an officer. They say a concerned citizen called 911 after she saw a woman who appeared to be in distress riding in the backseat of a car on Highway 190. The sheriff's office said the woman in the car later called the sheriff's office herself and said that she had escaped out of the window of the car and ran away after he threatened to, quote, kill her and dump her body on some dead-end street. Investigators say the woman told deputies that she and Langford, they were staying at a home in Covington, Louisiana, since they'd arrived in the area. And she said she was brought there after he kidnapped her from her home back in Florida. A week later, he reportedly began beating and threatening her. Well, while driving to the home, the sheriff's office said deputies saw Langford driving and tried to stop him. When he saw the cop car, he drove off, prompting a brief high-speed chase. He was later taken into custody. And when they arrested him, sure enough, he had the drugs on him. The question is, what drug did he have on him? Was it methamphetamine, PCP, cocaine, or Xanax? Meth, PCP, cocaine, or Xanax?
Miles, what do you think?
He's coming from Florida.
Florida.
You know, I'm going to go cocaine. In Florida, depending on where you are, cocaine is the equivalent of smoking weed.
That's where was he at in Louisiana?
They went to, they ended up in Covington, Louisiana. I'm not sure where that is in the state, to be honest with you. And they left out of Largo, Florida.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sticking with it.
I think I'm going to go with Xanax.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm trying to decide if I think it's meth or Xanax. But Florida, yeah, it's Florida. Let's go Xanax.
Okay.
Xanny bars.
Peyton, Xanax, final answer.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to find out what he was on. Meth, PCP, cocaine, or Xanax next.
That was a tease.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category Drugs on Profile. This Louisiana authorities say a Florida man is in custody after kidnapping his girlfriend, then driving to Louisiana. He threatened to kill her multiple times.
That's what love is.
Question is, what was he on? Meth, PCP, cocaine, or Xanax?
And Peyton, that is the very question that we posted you, but we begin with our very own Miles Montgomery.
All right.
Familiar with Florida, says cocaine, and he's right. Like, people say it does not snow in Florida. It does if you're looking for cocaine. That's the only thing that falls out of
South
the sky.
Florida.
South, yes, South Florida. However, sorry, Miles, it was not cocaine.
Okie dokie.
Now, Ted, you said Xanax, which to me is a weird call, other than the fact that in Florida, they handed out like Pez candy, right?
Yeah.
And, Peyton, you agreed with them. You both went with Xanax. And
nice.
You were both correct.
Go.
What,
let's
why
go.
Did you guess Xanax? Is it just how much there is floating around there?
I didn't think it was cocaine. It could have been meth, but then Xanax, just because, same thing, when I was in Florida, I've never had more people off, and there's like pain clinics, like, I feel like there's pills all over that state.
Florida's not concerned about your health. I think they've established that, but to me, I just never knew, like, the only side effects I ever hear of Xanax is like people falling asleep.
Xanax is a huge, like, look, I don't like it. I tried it once, but we were like, people were like, you gotta try one, but like, I was just like blacked out after three beers.
Yeah, that's all I've ever heard.
But people that like Xanax, I mean, there's a whole thing. I want to say Johnny Manziel is like a Xanax bar tattooed on his arm. Xanax, there's a whole
look,
scene
Johnny.
With Xanax.
Yeah, right. I wonder what happened.
I think it's
kind of
like the, you know, like, I don't know. It's a downer.
I hear. Yeah. I've never heard of someone like particularly getting violent or paranoid on it. I guess that's what blew me away about that.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time of 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
Time again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today, the Jimmys.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Mm-hmm.
James Corden.
Oh, James Corden.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It's right there. The title always guys have teams of talented writers who help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Facebook went down for over 6 hours yesterday. In a related story, a lot of husbands have asked their wives who this Facebook is.
Corden.
Fallon.
Smith.
Woo!
Damn it.
Yeah, see, it's a thinker.
if I connected the dots, I'd have guessed you.
After going dark for 6 hours, Facebook and Instagram are back up and running. It was terrifying, and everyone's parents came this close to joining TikTok.
Say Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
That's Fallon.
Well, guys, after going dark for 6 hours, Facebook and Instagram are back up and running. Yeah, it was terrifying. Everyone's parents came this close to joining TikTok.
So laughing by your joke.
Yeah. Honey, who is this Facebook? Why did it go down for 6 hours?
You get bored after 5 minutes.
Right. Six times a year would be nice. The rights to the Folgers Best Part of Waking Up jingle sold at an auction for more than $90,000. While the Cars for Kid jingle was taken out back and shot in the head.
God, I want that to be you, Ted. God, I want that to be you.
It's Seth Meyers.
The rights to the Folgers, the Best Part of Waking Up jingle, recently sold at auction for more than $90,000, while the Cars for Kids jingle was taken out back and shot in the head.
By the way, just so people know, if you can hear our station, it doesn't matter. That jingle is all across the country.
Yeah.
You would have no idea how many times I fly back east and people go, are you familiar with this car? So I was like, yeah, it's everywhere.
It's funny. Me and VD had a conversation about that today. There's currently a commercial playing on these airwaves that, as best we can tell, is driving people crazy. And I said, the funny thing about it is, They know the look.
Long story short, it works.
The only thing they care about is that you retain the information and the purpose, right? So people hate the commercial, but they know it. And he goes, dude, it's like the Car for Kids jingle. I said, everyone hates it. I said, I hate it, but I know Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. All they care about is that I know their number, and as much as I want to strangle that jingle, like, God damn it.
I just want to meet the first person who's actually used them.
Yeah. I mean, look, I can't, I don't know, if I lost my phone, I wouldn't be able to manually dial anybody.
But you can call Car for Kids?
No, but I can call 1-800-DUI-AWAY. I can call Car for Kids.
And do me a solid.
I mean, honest to God,
I lost my phone. You're only number I know.
I could call my dad or Bernie.
Empire I can call Auto. Jenny. 867-5309.
Pierre Money Mart. 800-800-8553.
All right. A Facebook whistleblower testified for more than 3 hours in front of Congress and said some pretty damaging things. The whistleblower said that Facebook has repeatedly misled the public. And that's not okay. We already have an app for misleading the public. It's called Tinder.
Details, man. I hope.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Fallon.
A Facebook whistleblower testified for more than 3 hours in front of Congress and said some pretty damaging things. That's right. The whistleblower said Facebook has repeatedly misled the public. And that is not okay. We already have an app for misleading the public. It's called Tinder.
Oh, damn it. Yeah, I got one more.
You got one more?
Yeah, sure.
The Ted Smith original.
It's not. I can tell you that much. It's not Ted Smith. It's been announced that the Oxford English Dictionary will add 26 Korean words in the latest edition. Regardless, people still won't know what BTS means.
I think that's you anyway. Fallon?
Seth Meyers.
Writers.
Damn it.
That's it.
Oh, I see what happened.
Does anyone know what BTS stands for?
Yes. What it stands for? No.
Oh, my God. You know what? I know who they are. I
know who they are.
Boys to seniors.
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea.
I know they have an army.
Yeah, I know they have a McDonald's meal.
The thing is that it's... I can't even pronounce it because it's South Korean. BTS is actually... the BTS is Bangtan Sonyeon Den. Yeah.
No, I knew that part. What does it mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
It means the Bangtan Boys.
The who?
The Bangtan Boys.
Bangtan Boys.
All right.
Is that a suggestion or a description? I only bang tan boys.
I was going to say, it sounds like a weird, like a crew.
Wait, no, it actually means Bulletproof Boy Scouts. That's what that means.
Bulletproof Boy Scouts. And you're an Eagle Scout and you didn't know that?
I didn't know that. Sorry.
You didn't get a merit badge?
Are the Scouts all over the world?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't know that.
That's why they call ours the Boy Scouts of America.
That's why the Jamboree is a worldwide event.
And they started, actually, in the UK.
Mm-hmm. Listen, no, I'm a nerd out. Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
Lord Baden-Powell.
Just can't be gay.
Unless you're the scout master.
Yeah.
Mm. He's not
that
gay.
Ain't being gay.
Yeah. All right. So we talked about this, I want to say Monday. I can't remember if we talked about it on here or on the Appy Hour that, of course, you can listen to every day at 6 o'clock on the Audacity app.
I mean, that's how it's done, Ted.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Synergy.
I'm holding on till 6 o'clock now.
You know, any time of day you can listen to the podcast.
Ted.
And a brand new episode of MegaCast
out today.
What's
on that, by the way? What's that about?
The MegaCast today is about Steve's journey from Portland home and then us talking about sports. It's usually just me and Steve laughing at each other.
Yeah, cool.
It's a good podcast. It's really just two dudes in a room that get to hang out once a week. Between morning, Steve and I don't see each other much. Right. So that's what it's about. The podcast, of course, is Fast Food Draft. So, we were talking about
more difficult to understand than you would think.
Yeah, come on, Cobb, you're killing me. The Monday Night Football game starts, and Miles, you said, it's been delayed because of lightning.
Yes.
And then Thurl said, I think it's a dome stadium. And I said, I don't think it's entirely a dome. So, we went back and forth. So, I got home, and I was texting you. So I was like, well, we're both kind of right. It is a dome stadium.
Yes.
But there's sides of it that are open.
Well, I never, in the middle of a thunderstorm, think to myself, hey, we should close the windows all the way because the lightning might creak through that 2-inch gap I've got to let the air.
Well, the problem is it's where I think the fans line up. So they kept looking at the stadium every time they came back to the game. So I'm like, all right, I know it's a closed stadium, lightning strikes. And I realized the way it's shaped, there's an area where basically if you're waiting in line to get into the stadium,
it's bad.
You did that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did like John Gruden's response.
It's also crazy. I just gotta say this. It's also crazy too because it's L.A. Like they hadn't had rain in months.
No.
Well, they even talked to one of the guys on whoever the hell won the game. Talked to the Chargers.
Chargers.
And they asked about the lightning thing, and he goes, "Man, it's like we're in L.A." He goes, "We don't look at the weather." He even said, "We just assumed it would be 75 degrees, sunny outside." And he's like, "Because that's just how it is here." It's like, so the lightning thing, it blew everyone's mind.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, once in a while, you'll see a picture from, like, people watching NFL football in L.A. in, like, December. And I swear to God, it's the only, like, they're all in, like legit hats. Mm-hmm. But it's probably only, like, 60.
Right.
But for them, it's freezing. But I also think that's why, like, I mean, if you live in Southern California and you can hang out on the beach, I mean, of course, that's why you end up putting on a sweatshirt when you're
not
sitting on the beach.
Sure,
at night.
You can sit on the beach now.
Yeah, right. Not right now.
Well, not in Orange County, not in Huntington, no. Huntington Beach. Jesus.
All the way to Long Beach.
That is brutal, by the way. That's a beautiful, and those beaches down there
are pristine.
I would also say
were pristine.
It's awesome. Well, that's one of the things too. When people, you know, like, look, there's definitely a West Coast bias or an East Coast bias against West Coast teams when it comes to sports, simply because people on the East Coast don't see them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Especially college football, Pac-12 after dark. Looking at you, like whoever, like, you know what I mean? Like Oregon is the best team in the Pac-12 right now. Sorry, dog. Sorry, everybody. They are. But that's why Oregon keeps playing at 3 o'clock on national TV, you know what I mean? Or
because normally that game would start at 10 o'clock East Coast time.
Well, I'm just saying, if you put it on in the morning, that's one thing. Or right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, if it's a 7 o'clock kickoff just to be televised, then that's
right.
10 o'clock.
And I get it for
most
fans.
Most people can't hang in to 1 o'clock in the morning to watch, you know, right. football.
And for fans
and
tailgating, it's awesome. Everybody wants a Saturday night game. But if you're trying to get people to recognize you, so with that said, I will also say the East Coast also has some fan bases that are more rabid and a little more serious. But also, those people have never seen Southern California.
They have nothing else to do.
Right. They don't realize that in November, you go out and go to the beach.
I get updates from my stepfather on emails every week about the West Virginia Mountaineers, their football team, and how they're doing and everything else.
Right.
And I don't have the heart to tell him that I don't care. Because he cares so much. You know what I mean? And he cares He cares more than I do. And I played for the damn team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, boy, I didn't play for him. I was on the team.
You were
on the team. But enough, close enough where like you'd think. But whatever the score is, I want them to win. I don't care about the day-to-day operations. But that's all they have.
And there's, trust me, and I think the Northwest is great. My point is, there is also sports fans on the West Coast and stuff. But it's also like, people have options. Whereas like on the East Coast,
you're more to live for.
Whether your team's playing or not, when it's a Sunday, it's November, it's already freezing outside, you could have sleet or something. Like, of course you're not going to go outside. You can sit in the house all day.
I mean, you look at a team like Buffalo. They go, man, they have a strong support group. You ever been to Buffalo? Mm-hmm. They have an NFL franchise. They're going to be rabid fans. You know,
now, with that said, I've only been to Orange County once and hung out, but I still watch sports.
You go to Morgantown, you go to Happy Valley, you go to all these small towns, Blacksburg, Virginia. You know what I mean?
That's what they've got.
That is the only thing they've got going on. They can't go to the beach and hang out all afternoon, and then go to Disneyland if they feel like it.
They can't get a job.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like
dollar beer night.
Drink it. We used to be a place at College Park that sold like penny drafts one night.
Jesus.
It's called Drinking with Lincoln.
Now it'll be a five spot.
Let's see. If you're an Archer fan, 12th season finale, that's tonight on FXX. Maybe you'll see a boob.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A couple break into a water park while closed. They break their legs and are now suing because they were able to sneak in. Meanwhile, a Florida woman exposes her breasts to drivers on I-75. Not sure if that was a loss or a win. Arkansas corrections officer fired after letting inmate out to smoke some weed. Man is suing psychic because she didn't lift the witch's curse in his time of need. And a man steals a delivery driver's car in D.C., slams into eight other cars, two driven by the cops. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We're going to California, where a man took issue with the local psychic. He sought out the psychic after a run-in with some bad luck and found one that got to the bottom of his issues with tarot cards. The cards revealed that an ex-girlfriend had hired a witch to put a curse on his marriage. And the psychic informed him that the curse would pose a danger to not only his marriage, but for him, his wife, and his kids. But assured him that she could lift it for the low price of $5,100. Convinced, the man put $1,000 down as a deposit for the procedure, but claimed that the psychic did nothing to remove the curse following that time, and he's now filed a lawsuit against the psychic for $25,000.
That's such a tough thing. Like, how do you prove that the curse is still there or that she did not cure the curse?
Right. Well, probably because he was still having bad luck.
Ah, I see. Yes.
So, you know, more to your point, he only put down $1,000, so you didn't give her all the money that she needed to be able to do it. So, therefore, you can't
removing curses cost a lot.
Right. You know, if I put $1,000 deposit down on a venue that I expect to have next October, I can't sue them saying they didn't give me the venue.
Right.
It's not there yet. In other news, another lawsuit was mentioned earlier today. A couple in the UK are filing a lawsuit against the local water park after a drunken night. The pair got wasted one night and while walking home decided to take a detour to have some fun breaking into the local, into the closed park. The issue came when the pair went down the water slide at the park at the same time. They were unaware that the end of the slide was barricaded, sending them both into the barricade, causing serious damage to their legs, ankles, and feet, one experiencing a compound fracture in her shin. The pair were trapped inside the slide for several hours before they were found and are now threatening legal action against the park.
Of course.
Yay.
It's their fault.
Right. And they were even saying, like, man, everybody's gotten drunk and done something silly. This is what we did.
It's but you don't sue people because you made a mistake.
Right.
Yeah, once you make the admission that you got drunk and did something silly, you're like,
and you did something stupid.
Good work. Florida keeping it classic. Local authorities are diligently looking for a passenger on the freeway not wearing her seatbelt. A video was shared online of the woman hanging out of the passenger window in a very unsafe manner while flashing other motorists. They have no lead so far.
Hmm. I don't think he was trying to turn her in.
Said it probably sounded like, what did he say, bulldog hanging his head out the window?
Oh, my God. I just know that they're working hard to track him down. Because I was driving along that freeway, I would be absolutely appalled at what I saw, and I would want her brought to justice.
So we followed her for 20 miles.
There you go. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. More Men's Room on the way. The Men's Room Happy Hour is up next.
Yes, indeed. In the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch for 90 seconds. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.